I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. On Sunday, Sudan will hold its first multi-party election in 24 years. The challenges are staggering. The country is vast, desperately poor, rife with tribal and ethnic violence, and the incumbent presidential candidate, Omar al-Bashir, is an indicted war criminal. The BBC's James Copnell is in Khartoum. James, first of all, what do you see physically around Khartoum that gives you the sense that an election is happening in 2 days?
An awful lot of posters of President Omar al-Bashir. That's the main thing. Every road you go down has posters of him and his party candidate for the state governor, because these are very, very complicated elections. It's not just the presidential election. They're also state elections, parliamentary elections. The semi-autonomous South has their presidential and parliamentary elections too. So a voter in the North, for example, will vote 8 times and one in the South 12 times. That's one of the huge challenges. But as you drive around Khartoum, you'd see posters of President Bashir in all sorts of clothes, the clothes of different ethnic groups from around the country. He's really trying to show that he's a man of the people and he's a man for all the regions, or certainly all the regions of the north. You'll see a few posters for the opposition too, and some of them, notably those of the former Southern Rebels, the SPLM, with the faces ripped out, a sort of act of electoral vandalism, showing some of the feelings running quite high in the capital before these elections.
And so the opposition parties have been able to put up some posters, but have they been able to get their message out amid all this kind of Bashir-heavy kind of presence?
Well, I think one of the things they have complained about is a lack of access to state media. They've been given maybe 30 minutes a day, but in the words of Yasser Amen, who was the candidate of the former Southern Rebels, the SPLM, President Bashir gets 23 hours, 30 minutes, and then we just get half an hour. They also said that it's been very difficult for them to hold rallies because you need to get authorization 3 days in advance from the authorities. And of course, the opposition say that the authorities are controlled by President Bashir.
Give us a sense of the scale of Sudan and the challenges of setting up polling places and getting people to cast their ballots. I mean, it's a huge country.
It's Africa's biggest country. It's absolutely gigantic. Some say the western region of Darfur is the size of France. And there's also the south, which is almost a country in itself, ethnically and religiously and culturally very different to the north. There's one state in the south, one of 10, which is the size of Bangladesh and yet has only 50 kilometers of usable roads. Now imagine the challenges of holding election in such conditions, where you have to fly ballot slips round to different parts of the country because you simply can't get them across decent roads, because those roads simply don't exist, where security is a real issue. And of course, in the West, a low-intensity civil war continues in Darfur, fairly separate really from the long-running north-south conflict. And that means that in vast areas of Darfur, people simply won't be able to vote.
James, I wonder if there are some remote parts of Sudan that don't even know there's an election on Sunday.
Yes, it's possible. I mean, the voter education has been a real problem. Now, in the south, you have to vote 12 different times. And many, many people in this country, certainly well more than half in the south, are illiterate. So imagine going through several pages of information to tick the right box, a lot being done by symbols. You need to recognize the symbol of your party.
Now, President Omar al-Bashir, the incumbent, as I pointed out earlier, is an indicted war criminal. I mean, he's been out campaigning, though. I mean, what does this mean? How do you square these two kind of faces of him? I mean, he's a presidential campaigner and candidate and also an indicted war criminal. What does that mean there?
Well, funnily enough, for many Sudanese, the fact that he was indicted for alleged war crimes in Darfur by the International Criminal Court added to his popularity. Now, that might seem paradoxical, but many people, many Sudanese, I think, felt that this was an international attack on Sudanese sovereignty. In fact, a senior official from President Bashir's party told me as this campaign got underway that he was hoping that the ICC, International Criminal Court, it's still possible they would attempt to charge him with genocide, a charge that was initially rejected by the judges, because it would be a massive electoral boost for the president on his campaign, because he'd be able to say, the world's against me, the world's against Sudan, but I'm one of you.
The BBC's James Copnell in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. James, thank you very much.
Thank you.